A Gujranwala anti-terrorism court on Saturday sentenced the main accused in the assassination attempt on former Prime Minister and Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, founding chairman Imran Khan during the Wazirabad, Punjab attack to two separate life terms and imposed a fine of 1.5 million rupees. On November 3, 2022, during the former ruling party's long march in Wazirabad, a gunman, Naveed Bashir, opened fire, injuring Imran Khan, Senator Faisal Javed, and several others, and killing one PTI worker. Police arrested the primary shooter at the scene. Imran had accused the then coalition government, including the federal interior minister, of being involved in the plot. The first information report, FIR, of the incident was registered at the city police station, Wazirabad, on November 7, and a joint investigation team, JIT, was formed under the Anti-Terrorism Act of 1997. On Saturday, ATC Judge Muhammad Naeem Saleem pronounced the verdict in the case after a hearing. The court sentenced the main accused, Naveed, to two life terms on charges of murder and terrorism. Other two co-accused Tayyab Jahangir Butt and Waqas were acquitted after being granted the benefit of the doubt. Advocate Imran Abbas Supra stated that the prosecution failed to produce any witnesses against Butt. According to a warrant of commitment of sentence issued to the superintendent of the Gujranwala Central Jail, Naveed was sentenced to life imprisonment separately under Pakistan Penal Code, PPC, Section 302B, Premeditated Murder and Anti-Terrorism Act, ATA, Section 7A, Punishment for Acts of Terrorism. Under the two sections, the convict was also ordered to pay compensation of 500,000 rupees to the legal heirs of slain PTI worker Mozam in the form of arrears of land revenue, with further simple imprisonment for 6 months in case of failure to pay, and to pay a fine of 500,000 rupees, with further imprisonment for 6 months in case of default. As restitution for Arib, who suffered injuries in the attack, the convict was sentenced to rigorous imprisonment for 10 years for causing injury under PPC, Section 324, attempt to commit Qatl IAMD, along with a fine of 100,000 rupees, with further simple imprisonment for 6 months in case of default. Rigorous imprisonment for 10 years for causing injury under ADA Section 7B and 7C, along with a fine of 100,000 rupees, with further simple imprisonment for 6 months in case of default, and to pay damage of 100,000 rupees and rigorous imprisonment of 3 years for causing injury under PPC, Section 337(5), mutafahima to any person. As restitution regarding Mir Umar Farooq, another man who injured in the incident, the convict was sentenced to rigorous imprisonment for 10 years for causing injury under PPC Section 324, along with a fine of 100,000 rupees, with further simple imprisonment for 6 months in case of default, rigorous imprisonment for 10 years for causing injury.